Dockless scooter companies have been scrambling to convince Nashville leaders not to ban them before a Metro Council meeting this week. WPLN's Samantha Max reports providers have taken to the streets to teach their users how to ride safely so they don't lose access to scooters altogether.
A row of electric scooters neatly lines the edge of a coffee shop parking lot in East Nashville as two young men walk past and eye the scene. A Bird employee eagerly offers them a free tutorial.
First, to kick off, you actually have to kick one foot.
Okay.
Devontae Gooden snaps on a black helmet, grips the handlebars of an electric scooter, and kicks the pavement with his left foot. Then he's off.
It's fast. It's really fast. You know, you gotta be careful on them.
The tutorial last week was Bird's second stop on a 100-city Safe Streets tour. And given rising tensions over scooter use, spokesperson Sam Reed says visiting Nashville was a priority.
I think the people of Nashville feel as though it's been probably too much too fast.
Scooter companies are struggling to earn back trust after a 26-year-old rider was killed in May. Lime hosted a safety training last weekend, Lyft handed out free helmets at CMA Fest, and Bird has introduced new ways for app users to report reckless riding. Six providers sent suggestions, and several went to bat for their devices at a heated Transportation Licensing Commission meeting last week. But the Metro Council still plans to discuss a potential overhaul tonight. Last month, the mayor gave companies 30 days to propose new regulations or risk a total ban. The mayor wants companies to take responsibility for their riders' transgressions. Reed, on the other hand, says it's up to users to follow the rules of the road.
If rider behavior doesn't improve in cities that are really sort of grappling with this, it could go away.
Just be safe. Don't be horse playing on it. It's not a toy.
After Devontae Gooden scoots back into the parking lot, he says renting a scooter for his trips to the grocery store would be cheaper than filling up a tank of gas. He doesn't think a ban is the answer, but he does see the risks of the speedy two-wheelers. He says he almost wiped out during a short test ride. Then a driver cruises past.
No more scooters!
He said no more scooters. They're dangerous, I'm telling you. They're fast.
But Nashville may decide to hit the brakes. For now. For WPLN News, I'm Samantha Max.